శ్రీ సాయి సచ్చరిత్ర ద వండర్ఫుల్ లైఫ్ అండ్ టీచింగ్స్ ఆఫ్ శ్రీ సాయిబాబా చాప్టర్ 15 నరదీయ కీర్తన పద్ధతి మిస్టర్ చోల్కర్స్ షుగర్లెస్ టీ టూ లిజర్డ్స్ ద రీడర్స్ మే రిమెంబర్ దాట్ మెన్షన్ వాస్ మేడ్ ఇన్ ద 6th చాప్టర్ రిగార్డింగ్ ద రామ్నవమి ఫెస్టివల్ ఇన్ షిరడి హౌ ద ఫెస్టివల్ ఒరిజినేటెడ్ అండ్ హౌ ఇన్ ద ఎర్లీ ఇయర్స్ there was great difficulty in getting a good haridas for doing kirtan on those occasions and how baba permanently entrusted this function that is kirtan to das ganu and how he has been doing it successfully ever since now in this chapter we shall describe the manner in which das ganu has been doing the kirtan om sri sai naradiya kirtana paddhati generally our haridasas while doing the kirtan wear a gala and full dress they put on a headdress either a pita or turban a long flowing coat with a shirt inside and uparni that is short dhotra on the shoulders and the usual long dhotra from the waist below after dressing himself in this fashion for some kirtan in the Shirdi village das ganu once went to baba for prostrating before him Baba asked him, "Well, bridegroom, where are you going dressed so beautifully like this?" "For doing a kirtan," came the reply. Then Baba said, "Why do you want all this paraphernalia coat, uparani and peta, etc.? Lay off all that before me. Why wear them on the body?" Das Ganu immediately took them off and placed them at Baba's feet. Thenceforth, Das Ganu never wore these things while doing the kirtan. He was always bare from waist upwards. A pair of chiplis was in his hand and a garland round his neck. This is not in consonance with the practice generally followed by all the Haridas, but this is the best and the purest method. The sage Narada, from whom the Kirtana Paddhati originated, wore nothing on his torso and head. He carried a veena in his hand and wandered from place to place, singing the glory of the Lord. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి మిస్టర్ చోల్కర్స్ షుగర్లెస్ టీ ఇన్షియలీ బాబా వాస్ నోన్ ఇన్ పూనా అండ్ అహ్మద్ నగర్ డిస్ట్రిక్ట్స్ బట్ నానాసాహెబ్ చందోర్కర్ బై హిస్ వర్డ్ ఆఫ్ మౌత్ అండ్ దాస్ గణు బై స్ప్లెండెడ్ కీర్తన్స్ స్ప్రెడ్ ద ఫేమ్ ఆఫ్ బాబా ఇన్ ద కొంకణ్ దట్ ఈస్ ముంబై ప్రెసిడెన్సీ ఇన్ ఫ్యాక్ట్ ఇట్ వాస్ దాస్ గణు మే గాడ్ బ్లెస్ హెమ్ హూ బై హిస్ బ్యూటిఫుల్ అండ్ ఇమిటబుల్ కీర్తన్స్ మేడ్ బాబా అవైలబుల్ టు సో మెనీ పీపుల్ దేర్ ద ఆడియన్స్ who come to hear the kirtans have different tastes. Some like the erudition or learning of the Haridasas, some his gesture, some his singing, some his wit and humor, some his preliminary dissertation on Vedanta, and some his main theme, and so on. But among them, there are very few who by hearing the kirtan get faith and devotion or love for God or saints. The effect of hearing Das Ganu's kirtan on the minds of the audience was, however, electric, as it were. We give an instance here. Das Ganu was once doing his kirtan and singing the glory of Sai Baba in the Kopaneshwar temple in Thala. One, Mr. Cholkar, a poor man serving as a temporary employee in the civil court in Thala, was amongst the audience. He heard Das Ganu's kirtan most attentively and was much moved. He, there and then, mentally bowed and vowed to Baba saying, "Baba, I am poor man, unable to support my family. If, by your grace, I pass the departmental examination and get a permanent post, I shall go to Shirdi. Fall at your feet and distribute sugar candy in your name." As luck would have it, Mr. Cholkar did pass the examination and get the permanent post, and now it remained for him to fulfill his vow. The sooner the better. Mr. Cholkar was a poor man with a large family to support, and he could not afford to pay for the expense of a Shirdi trip. As is well said, one can easily cross over Nane Ghat in Thana district or even the Sahyadri range, but it is very difficult for a poor man to cross Umbar Ghat, that is, the threshold of his house. As Mr. Cholkar was anxious to fulfill his vow as early as possible, he resolved to cut down his expenses and save money. He determined not to use sugar in his diet and began to take his tea without it. After he was able to save some money in this way, he came to Shirdi, took Baba's darshan, fell at his feet, offered a coconut, distributed it with a clean conscience along with sugar candy. As per his vow, and said to Baba that he was much pleased with his darshan and that his desires were fulfilled. That day, Mr. Cholkar was in the masjid with his host, Bapu Sahib Jog. When the host and the guest both got up and were about to leave the masjid, Baba spoke to Jog as follows. Give him, that is your guest, cup of tea fully saturated with sugar. Hearing the significant words, Mr. Cholkar was much moved. He was wonderstruck. His eyes were bedewed with tears and he fell at Baba's feet again. Mr. Jog was also curious about this direction. Baba, by his words, to create faith and devotion in Cholkar's mind, he hinted, as it were, that he got the sugar candy as per his vow and that he knew fully well his secret determination not to use sugar in his diet. Baba meant to say, if you spread your palms with devotion before me, I am immediately with you day and night. Though I am here physically, still I know what you do beyond the seven seas. Go wherever you wish, over the wide world. I am with you. My abode is in your heart and I am within you. Always worship me, who is seated in your heart as well as in the hearts of all beings. Blessed and fortunate indeed is he who knows me thus. What a beautiful and important lesson Baba had thus imparted to Mr. Cholkar. Om Sri Sai. Two Lizards. Now, we close this chapter with the story of two little lizards. Once, Baba was sitting in the masjid. A devotee sat in front of him. When a lizard tick-ticked, out of curiosity, the devotee asked Baba whether this tick-ticking of the lizard signified anything good or was it a bad omen. Baba said that the lizard was overjoyed as her sister from Aurangabad was coming to see her. The devotee sat silent, not making out the meaning of Baba's words. Immediately, a gentleman from Aurangabad came on horseback to see Baba. He wanted to proceed further, but his horse would not go as it was hungry and wanted grams. He took out a bag of grams from his shoulders to bring grams and dashed it on the ground to remove dirt. A lizard came out therefrom and in the presence of all climbed up the wall. Baba asked the questionnaire devotee to mark her well. She at once went strutting to her sister. Both sisters met each other after a long time, kissed and embraced each other, whirled round and danced with love. Where is Shirdi and where is Aurangabad for the lizard? How should the man on horseback come there from Aurangabad with the lizard? And how should Baba make the prophecy of the meeting of the two sisters? All this is really very wonderful and proves the omniscience, that is, the all-knowing nature of Baba. Postscript. He who respectfully reads this chapter or studies it daily will get all his miseries removed by the grace of the Sadguru Sai Baba. Bow to Sri Sai. Peace be to all.